Bonjour Eliane, ici, comment dire, Wim à l'appareil, et à côté de moi, mon copain Alain.
Hey, bonjour.
Alain va parler en anglais, et moi je me fais essayer de parler en français, là voilà.
Ma français n'est pas très bien, Eliane, donc je parle anglais.
Voilà.
Voilà.
On a une expression flamande qui dit, il parle le français avec des cheveux sur les dents. Voilà une expression flamande.
Merci.
Bonsoir Alain, bonsoir Wim, bonsoir les labels rockers. On va débuter cette émission avec les questions que tout le monde se pose. Quels sont les membres de Royal Da Fuck?
Alors, le groupe Royal Da Fuck, c'est d'abord notre chanteur, guitariste Alain Smith. On a Alain et moi, on a joué dans un groupe rock il y a déjà 20 ans, 25 ans. Moi, je suis le claviériste, comme vous savez. En plus, il y a Joost Lange, qui est connu, je crois. Et à la guitare basse, on a Dirk Michielsen. Et sur batterie, on a Bert Engelen. Tout le monde connaît tout le monde, c'est-à-dire, moi je connaissais Alain, je connaissais Derek, Alain connaissait Joost, Derek connaissait Bert, voilà, comme ça.
I think we know each other for a long time. I know them for a long time, for many, many, many years. We bumped up to each other at gigs and concerts. And trying to talk with each other, hey, come on, we have to do something together. And Joost, hey, why, you know, the 100, maybe we, all together we played hundreds of gigs. Eh? And for many, many, many years we said, we have to play together in a band, but we never found the time. So that's the only advantage of this period, which is the COVID period. Was nobody has work, nobody had some at work, something to do, so we managed to join, to put our heads together and becoming a band.
Là voilà l'avantage de Covid, qu'on avait le temps de commencer avec un groupe. On commençait avec un groupe de blues. On a enregistré 4 morceaux de blues. Muddy Water Blues,
Jimi Hendrix,
Nina Simone, I Can Stand the Rain. Et après, on disait, bon, il est temps de faire des morceaux nous-mêmes. Écrit partout par Alain. Et après, c'est Alain qui fait des briques de bouillon. Et après, le groupe construit en soupe.
Si. Moi, je suis le chanteur et le guitariste. J'écris de musique, de compositions of the music. I speak. Let me just speak English. That's better. So I'm the singer, guitar player, the rhythm guitar player of the band, and I'm just a writer. You know, the main thing I do in my life is write songs in different genres, but of course, rock music is deep in the bones. It's me. There's always a flavor, and I love to write music, and as a guitarist, singer songwriter, it's always an advantage. I think the guitar is a great instrument to write songs, and the guitar is a great instrument to be a singer. So the singer songwriters, I think it's easy chords. I love the combination.
Et moi, comme claviériste, je cherche 2 ou 3 notes que je peux jouer entre les 2 guitares. Mais ça marche.
Et comment est né Royal Da Fuck?
On a commencé Royal Da Fuck. Disons-nous, Alain et moi, on a joué dans un groupe rock il y a, comme dit, il y a 25 ans. Après des années, on a finalement rejoindre des efforts et on a commencé le groupe Royal Da Fuck avec tout ce qui est déjà annoncé, avec Joost, avec Derek, avec Bert. Et À la commence, on a enregistré. L'idée, c'était de commencer un groupe de blues. On a enregistré des morceaux blues. Mais après, le rock, c'est dans notre sein. Alors, il faut qu'on joue le rock.
Yeah, for a very long time, Wim, after 20 years ago, I just quit. I quit our band. 22 years ago, I quit our band because we were living in a little bit too much sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Really, really, that was, and for me, it was going too far. It was not my intention, but I just quit everything, and I'm living a very healthy life, I may say, since 20 years. A very, very healthy life. I need to do that. And Wim is always had for all that time. Wim asked me, "Come on, Alan, let's start again. Let's do it differently." And I said, "No, no, I had it. No, I stop. It's not good for my health." And I may say, 19 years later, 20 years later, he said, "Come on, Alan, let's do it again." I said, "Okay, let's give it a try with the blues rock. Let's start small." And in fact, after two rehearsals, we just noticed, like, "All right, we are a blues band, but we are a blues rock band. And in fact, we are a rock blues band. It's obvious we are. The blues influences are there. The rock influences is obvious. I'm having a recording studio for over 35 years, so I'm recording bands, and I'm especially mixing and mastering." So it was a bit easy to have our first recordings done. And I say easy, it's not always easy, but not throwing away all your money that we did in the past, big time, lots of money, lots of money, working in Germany with big producers, released in Japan and blah, 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 but always around money. And now, 22 years later, we are back with a different band, a different style. Well, a different, more blues than rock. So, what is a doel, eh?
Ouais.
So, where are we going with Royal? Where are we going with Royal the Fuck? Where is that the question?
Yeah. Qu'est-ce qu'on va faire?
The idea, our dream, is a boy's dream. We want to play. And we don't really always want to play in pubs. We don't play in pubs, to be the people's side. We don't do because we have our jobs. We have enough jobs. So we do this good or we don't do it. We want to do it the right way or we don't do it. We made so many mistakes. We are old enough to see what we did wrong. Signing a record company with managers. Oh my God! Remember that time, Wim?
Yes.
Oh my God! nightmares. So maybe yes, maybe record company yes, maybe a manager yes. But now these days we're old enough. I have my own recording studio, and that's already a lot. And in these days with Facebook and Instagram and email, it's a lot easier than 22 years ago.
Tout à fait. On peut contacter des stations comme Label Rock. On peut contacter même des radios aux États-Unis, au Japon, n'importe où. Le monde, c'est un grand village maintenant.
Pourquoi avoir choisi le nom de Royal Da Fuck?
Well, we are living in very strange times, we believe, and for us musicians, the first thing that was cancelled was, of course, all concerts were cancelled almost immediately. And that was not the best situation for us musicians, you can imagine. We have to live, we are all professional musicians. So that was not so funny. So I believe on a human side, not only a COVID side, we fucked it up big time. Everything we lay our hands on seems to go wrong. So Royal Da Fuck with a Q, not CQ, with a Q at the end, is for us the name. It's funny. It's not an aggressive name. We find it's a funny name to let us see what's going on in the world and the situation in the world. And it's big time. It's royal, and it's Da Fucked. But it's Da Fuck is in fact a brand of a shoe brand.
Yeah,
in Italy, a very expensive shoe brand, Da Fuck. And we searched on the Google, and we thought, oh, it's already the six, but this is royal. This is global. So it's royal the fuck is the right name for this kind of band.
Voilà, c'est avec tout ce qui se passe autour du monde, le jour d'aujourd'hui, la Chinoise, les États-Unis, maintenant l'Ukraine. Qu'est-ce qu'on peut dire si on écoute ces nouvelles, ces Royal the Fuck? C'est tout qu'on peut dire.
The prices of oil, the prices of gas, food going up, oh my god.
Tout est fucked up.
Tout est fucked up.
Voilà,
Royal
the fuck.
And that's what the lyrics of our songs are. Most of them, in fact, are in fact very up to date.
Tout à fait. Les paroles, il s'agit de tous les gens, tout ce que les gens en pensent maintenant.
Une petite pause s'impose. Écoutons Royal the fuck dans Let Me Call You.
My back and now I'm paying the price.
Et on est de retour avec Royal Dafuck. Alors encore une petite question, comment écrivez-vous vos chansons?
Well, to be honest, I always start with the lyrics. So my wife, Christine De Winter, she's an author, and she's very, very, very fast with lyrics. And we have also worked with a second lyric writer, Marekjan Seger. And he's really, really good in linguistic approaches. And I always give them tips, the tips that's going on in the world right now.
See.
And we work on it until the text, the lyrics are final, and then I hear the music. Then I hear the music. So there is the music. I write the chords. I write the ideas here and there. Some riffs, and then we come to the rehearsal, and then I throw it in the band and I say, guys, really like this. Guys, this is the idea. Let's do this. But please. Let's make a band. This is a band. It's not only this idea, it's your influences. So I love, like for example, Wim has great ideas, Joost has great ideas. Everybody has his own influences in this. But there has to be a captain of writing. As always say, in a band there has to be somebody who is at the rear, at the steer wheel of the ship. Otherwise it takes 2-3 years for writing a couple of songs. No. We're not working like we're working. In fact, we work very fast, eh, Wim?
Tout à fait. Comme Alain disait, on a des paroles super bien écrites par la femme d'Alain, Christine De Winter, et un ami à nous, Marekjan Seger. Et puis, bon, Alain donne les ingrédients et notre studio d'enregistrement, on joue jusqu'au moment qu'on a tout à fait Royal the Fuckalized un morceau. Si. C'est comme ça qu'on si. Travaille.
Que voulez-vous réaliser? Quel est votre but?
Ben, ce que nous voulons faire, c'est laisser savoir un message qui en a besoin, parce qu'il y a aussi beaucoup de choses qui se passent dans le monde d'aujourd'hui. Il faut en parler, il ne faut pas polariser, il faut en parler. Et ça, c'est quelque chose qui est très difficile, apparemment, dans le monde d'aujourd'hui. Et si on chante des choses qui sont importantes pour tout le monde, notre goal, c'est de le faire possible d'en parler. Et d'avoir une discussion, en effet, plusieurs que la polarisation qui est trop visible maintenant.
Yeah, sure. I think Wim is right, as far as I understand him, at least. So what's the goal? I hope to reach many, many people, of course. The lyrics are very important. There is message in the lyrics, not only the songwriting, but what I have to say is about the situation in the world. And I hope to reach many people, because our new song, Can We Relate, Touch and Debate? Can we still relate? Can we touch and debate? It's about vitamin C. It's about 5G. It's about war, anti-war. We don't want war. We love to talk about vitamin C, eh? And 5G. What's going on in the world? Wake up, eh? So I hope to reach a lot of people, and of course. We hope to play with this band a lot, because in fact we are really live people.
Voilà.
We are stage people. We love to play all together once again. I think we played thousands of must be thousands, Wim. After I'm standing on stage for 35 years as a professional guitarist, a guitarist singer, I think. All together, this band, all together, separate, many thousands of concerts.
Ouais, c'est vrai.
Around the Benelux, even the globe, playing in bands. But this is new, and everybody knows in this time a new band. Yeah, well, you have to start from zero, and I don't care. I really don't care. I love to do this.
C'était le titre All Those Parts of Me.
Can we relate?
Voilà, can we relate?
All right. So, Eliane, I hope, I really hope to see you one day and on a concert, of course, a World of Fuck concert, but not necessarily. We just hope to see you soon.
Absolument.
Okay.
Cordialement.
Bye bye, Eliane. Thank you very much.
À plus. Au revoir.
Feel engaged like a wounded animal, scared of being touched. Can we survive his emotional without our heart being crushed? Where is our common sense gone? Just when we need it the most, fear has been pushed on. Say it straight.
Merci Wim, merci Alain, ce fut un plaisir de vous accueillir. Et on poursuit la belle rock avec le groupe Big City, issu de leur dernier album en date Testify X. Écoutons Testify.
MCS Radio sur le web, partout avec vous.
Hi, I'm Joost from Joost de Lange Band, and you're listening to Label Rock at MCS Radio.
This morning this morning. Dark clouds rolling on the street.
Heavy weight upon my chest.
du bon rock prog avec le groupe College, Heroes Cry.
We'll be right back.
MCS Radio sur le web, partout avec vous.
C'était Joe Satriani, Sahara. La belle rock est presque terminée. Je veux vous saluer et vous laisser écouter ce morceau du groupe canadien Cassius avec le titre Water. À la semaine prochaine. Prenez soin de vous. Bye.